Today's podcast is brought to you by Our Goal Guy, your trusted partner in securing your financial future. Now, let's delve into a topic that's on everyone's minds, the Biden regime and the globalist relentless assault on your financial freedom. In these uncertain times filled with orchestrated chaos and manufactured crisis, it's crucial to safeguard your wealth against the whims of those in power. That's where precious metals come in. Gold and silver have long been revered as the ultimate hedge against economic turmoil, but make no mistake, those pulling the strings don't want you to own them. That's why it's more important than ever for patriotic Americans to take control of their financial destiny. Enter Our Gold Guy. With decades of experience in the precious metals market, Our Gold Guy is your beacon of hope in a sea of uncertainty. No telemarketers, no sales reps, just personalized consultations tailored to your unique financial situation. Whether you're considering rolling over your IRA or discreetly acquiring physical gold and silver coins, Ira, who happens to be Our Goal Guy, will guide you every step of the way. And here's the best part. Mention the show for a complimentary consultation. Don't let the Biden regime and globalists dictate your financial future. Take the first step towards true financial independence today. Visit OurGoalGuy.com and fill out the form to schedule your consultation with Ira. Again, that's OurGoalGuy.com. Your wealth is worth protecting.
Many Americans are feeling like strangers in a strange land. Sadly, it's becoming more challenging every day to recognize our own country. Listening to the Midnight Sentinel will help us make sense of the craziness we're seeing and hearing about all around us. We need patriots and Christians who are willing to stand up for the values that made our nation great. Are you ready to be a sentinel? Here's J.D. Rucker.
We are in the middle of a pandemic, but it's not the one that the powers that be have been telling you about. And no, it's not a pandemic of the unvaccinated, despite what Joe Biden claims. We're in the middle of a pandemic of medical tyranny that is spreading across the country and around the globe. This is why on February 5th, we will be holding the American Action Summit to End Medical Tyranny. This event will be live and live streamed, and you can get your tickets at American Action Summit. Now, I'm going to tell you guys the promo code to use to get a discount, but before I do, it will reveal who today's guest is, so I want to give her a proper introduction. This is someone who has been on my show before, who has been absolutely spectacular. Her interview last time was the one that generated the most views that we've ever had on this show. And for a good reason, because she is just a wealth, a fountain of information regarding COVID-19, the vaccines, the pandemic in general, the reactions to the vaccines, the way that it's being handled by our government. She's been doing this for a long time. And when I say a long time, her credentials, just the sheer volume, the amount that she speaks at conferences, on her podcast, doing interviews and events. I mean, she's the Energizer Bunny of vaccine information. So without further ado, I'm very blessed, pleased, and honored to introduce Dr. Sherry Tenpenny to the show. Dr. Tenpenny, how are you doing today?
I'm just delightful, JD, and thank you so much for having me back on your show. It's just such it's just a privilege and an honor to be here with you. It really, truly is.
Well, and I think, like I said before, you know, I believe that our audience really enjoys not just the information about the vaccines, but also the perspective as it comes from a Christian perspective, and that's a worldview that you possess, as well as I do, and I'm assuming a lot of our listeners do. So now that we know who the guest is, I'm going to go ahead and share the promo code. If you go to AmericanActionSummit.com, you can buy tickets for the live events. There's three of them all happening simultaneously. You can also buy tickets for the live stream and use promo code Tenpenny. That's T-E-N-P-E-N-N-Y. Use the promo code Tenpenny to get a nice discount. So without going too much into the conference, I'm really just interested in hearing what you have to say. You have, as I said in the intro, you have done so much over the last 2 years, and we're going into year three. What's going on? What have you done, and what are you planning on doing going forward?
Well, it's interesting, JD, because, you know, as we were starting to talk about before we decided to start recording and put it all on the record button here, is that going into year three, I thought, you know, I started, it was like in December and, you know, speaking starts again in January. And I thought, what am I going to talk about this year? And I prayed about it and said, Lord, what do you want me to, where do you want me on the chessboard this year? Because that's how I wake up every morning and say, Lord, you know, you see, you play 10-dimensional chess. Where do you want me on the chessboard today, next week, whatever? And I thought back over the last 2 years, over the nearly 600 events and all the live events, podcasts, you know, radio broadcasts, television shows, and different things that I've been on. And we've covered it all. We've covered, and I know you have extensively. I read a lot of what you write, which is just amazing. And I listen to your show. And, you know, we've all talked about the myth of the mask. We know that masks do nothing except make the people who wear them make them sick. And just as an aside, you know, I just came back from California. I was out there doing some business this last week, and I go through the airport and I just kind of observe. And I would say at least a third of the people in the airport, I left California connected through Phoenix and came home. I would say at least a third and probably half of the people on the airplanes had on two masks, and several had on three. And we know unbelievable amount of evidence that it does absolutely nothing. It doesn't keep me from getting sick. If I'm sick, it doesn't keep me from spreading anything to you. The only thing it does is it makes people who are wearing them sick by increasing their carbon dioxide level, their acidity, which advances cancer, advances heart disease, advances all kinds of things. So we've talked in detail about the myth of the mask. We know that social distancing is just a bunch of nonsense. I mean, except for the fact that virus is pretty darn smart. It can measure 6 feet. It knows, goes out of your mouth at 6 feet. It needs to drop to the floor. It can tell when you're standing up. You know, it's going to attack you. You better wear the mask. When you sit down, it's all okay. It can tell time. It can count the number of people in a room. It can count. It can actually even read a calendar. You know, when Newsom says, on the 15th, we don't have to do these restrictions anymore. And the virus says, got it, chief. I know. I can tell by the calendar it's the 15th, right? So we've talked about all the nonsense of social distancing. You know, we've talked in depth and detail about the fraud of the PCR testing. And we no longer have an epidemic, even a pandemic. We no longer have a pandemic and epidemic. We only have a case-demic. And it's because we continue to test completely healthy people for fragments of virus that they may have had in their nasal passages for a long time. And I spent, you know, most of last year, 2021, talking about the 20 mechanisms of injury of how the shots can make you sick or kill you. And then 2 months later, I discovered 20 more. So there's a total of 40 mechanisms of injury of how the shots can make you sick or kill you. And when I did that back in May and July of 2021, you know, I got dragged through the mud and told I was ridiculous. And none of that stuff was true, except it is. And now almost on a weekly basis, I'm seeing more and more publications and larger studies coming out that confirm everything that I said and the 20 mechanisms of injury, which as a shameless self-promotion, you can still get that if you go to drtenpenny.com and go to our store. The ebooks are available and the actual recordings from the webinars are available to let you know that all of this stuff is real. People had said things to me, JD, things like, oh yeah, when are all people going to start dropping over dead, Dr. Tenpenny? I said, well, give it about 6 to 10 months. And that's exactly where we are. We see all the death rates going up and up and up. So I thought about that. I thought, you know, I talked about that endlessly in the last 2 years. We can always give it a little highlight, just like what we just did. But what's the most important thing above and beyond all else, anything else that we could possibly talk about? We can talk about the crash of the economy. We can talk about what they're going to do with us with Bitcoin. We can talk about, you know, the CHIP Act that they're now talking about in Europe. We can talk about all those things. But what is the most important thing? Well, I thought back over the last 2 years and I thought, what question kept coming up all the time that never got answered? Actually, there were two. Number one was, why are they doing this? And that's the first question. And the second question is, what's the end game? What are they really doing this for? Where are we going? So that's what I decided I was going to talk about this whole year. So I created a big presentation, which has little smaller subdivides in it. And amongst that, what we have to know that they're doing. And the third thing, and above all else, most important thing is the spiritual aspects of what these shots are doing to our body. because we're all going to die one of these days. I mean, we just are, right? I mean, it, and I, you know, I hope, we hope it's later rather than sooner. And we hope that we pass away peacefully in our sleep when we're 104 years old and completely healthy and on no medications and have had just a grand life, just a grand life. But we have to know, even at that, where's our spirit going? Where's our soul going? Who do we belong to? Whom do we belong to? That makes the big difference, because the people that are doing what they're doing, they are Luciferians, which means they love Lucifer, and they're Satanists, meaning they worship Satan and everything that he represents. We know that they are absolutely anti-God everything. You know, so everything that's being done, I think that they made a long list, because they're smart and they have trillions of dollars at their disposal. And I think they made a long list of all the things that were good, good for the planet, good for human beings, good for relationships, good for your health. I think they made a long list of those, and they just made another column that was the opposite of that. So if sunshine's good for you, we have to block out the sun by putting aluminum in the air. You know, if organic food is good for you, well, then we need to have GMO food because it's really bad for you. You know, and I think they made the whole list because they are anti-God. They're anti-spirituality. They literally want to eliminate and erase God from everything on this planet. And I was listening to a video yesterday of a guy who was saying, you know, now that we have injected human beings with nanotechnology, we have created we are in the process of creating the hive mind, where everybody will be put together through the quantum entanglements of what they have injected in us, and us binding up with the quantum computers out there that make your little computer, my little computer, look like something from, you know, pre-kindergarten compared to what they're doing. I mean, the D-Wave technology, it makes Google look like nothing in terms of their search engines. And the whole idea is for humans to become transhumans, to be electronically controlled externally by 5G and other types of technologies through this quantum entanglement. And when we are entangled, our cells, our souls are entangled with the, what they want to call the avatars that they're creating of us, is entangled with the quantum computers to become transhumanoids, that artificial intelligence simulated avatars are being created to replace all of us. So that God's creation, God's human beings, God's soul, our little spark of life that came only from God, is completely eliminated. And that brings us all the way back to Genesis 6 and the good versus evil that started after the flood, which came down from Noah to Ham to Cush to Nimrod, and the entire time when the giants were on the planet, and the evil that they were, because they were the descendants of the sons of God and the women of men that created the Nephilim. And it's a real thing. It's a real deal. It's not something conspiracy theory. It's not something that's weird. It's really weird. And everybody that's part of that satanic Luciferian cult wants to get back to, it's not a new world order, it's a return to the Babylonian mystery schools and everything that was the Tower of Babel, because they want to worship Satan, the sons of gods, and eliminate humans and God from the planet. So to me, I know that's a long-winded introduction, but I think that is the most important thing to talk about in the year coming up, because the people that are holding the line and saying, no, I'm not going to get the shot, or they may be on the fence, because I don't think people are so fearful anymore of getting sick. I think we kind of negated most of that, but they want to do it for convenience. I want to go on a cruise. I want to go to the House of Blues. I want to go to dinner. I want to keep my job, thinking that God would never provide you another one, right? And so the fear, I think everybody rushed to get the shots at the beginning because they didn't want to get sick and they didn't want to die, which means they didn't really know where they were going, because everybody's going to die someday. So why are you so afraid of death? Which is another conversation, right? But we got past the fear, and now it's like, I am so burnt out on all of this. I'm just going to get the shot so I could just go back to doing what I want. Not understanding they are sacrificing their body to the transhumanism movement, which I don't think Jesus came to die for a bunch of robots.
No, he did not. And that is, wow, there was a lot to unpack there. I'm going to try to unpack this a little bit for our listeners, because There was so much information there. Let's start with D-Wave. D-Wave is the quantum computer, which uses qubits rather than actual, you know, the binary code. We're familiar with 0101. Qubits are actually, it's basically, they don't even know what they are. They can be 0-1 or 0-1 or neither. And it gives them this ability. You think, oh, that's only two extra characters, but it increases the potential for processing exponentially, which is why it's so horrible. Quantum entanglement is something that it actually started with Einstein when he was really starting to get into the whole concept of can two electrons, two bodies of any size, you talking about electrons and neutrons, and to some extent protons, can two bodies of any size be quantumly entangled so that when you affect one, it affects the other simultaneously in a way that is faster than the speed of light? In other words, you could take something across the universe, and if it's quantum entangled, then you can touch my finger, and if I'm quantum entangled with a computer on the other side of the galaxy, it will instantly know this. And this type of quantum entanglement is what can allow people the transhumanist push really does allow for this to be a key portion of what they're doing, because if they can accomplish this, and it seems that like they're really pushing for it, if they can accomplish it, what it would essentially do is it would give them the Babylonian the Babylonian schools, it would give them the power to essentially control us. And that's something that we believe, a lot of people believe, is very inherent with the vaccines and with other technologies molding in. I've had people on here talking about Starlink. I've had, you know, that's Elon Musk's, you know, they just launched 30 more. Apparently. They're going to have 2,000 of them. And then they've got the link to the brain that he's wanting to put in everybody's head so that we can always have access to the internet. And if we're connected to D-Wave through quantum entanglement, through Starlink, oh my gosh, we're talking about literally a world of transhumanism where, as Dr. Tembany said, we will no longer be humans. Now, you'd also mentioned the Nephilim in Genesis chapter 6. This is something that has been confusing for many people, especially Christians, because for decades they've been taught. We've been taught that, you know, the sons of God and the sons of man, they were told that the daughters of men, they were told that this was the Sethites, right? It was the Sethites that were, but no, this is literally the sons of God, as it's stated in the Bible. Every other time it mentions the sons of God are the angels. Angels having sex with human women to create the giants, the Nephilim. And this is something, this chimeric activity is what we're starting to see again today. And it's just very disastrous. Okay, that's my short recap of...
No, keep going. Well, really good.
this is as well as I do. And we've always said that, and many of us have said that, in the end, everything comes down to the desire to detach us from our faith, detach us from our worldview, detach us from our Bible, and most importantly, to detach us from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is their goal. Okay, they want to bring about this world order, new or old. They want to bring about this world order where there is no God except for the religion that they established, this one world religion that they're establishing. And everything that we're seeing, whether it's in Daniel, Revelation, so many of the prophecies in the Bible are now mimicking, echoing today. Now, I'm not one that says, I do not believe in, oh, you know, this is that and this is that. I'm not a big fan of saying, okay, this is, you know, the Jesus is coming back on January 14th, 2027 or something like that. I'm not, you know, I don't like to set dates, but we do as Christians. We have to be mindful and notice the signs. We were told that there would be signs, and the signs, I mean, folks, please wake up, look around, see what's happening. Don't just trust what the powers that be tell you, because, and like Dr. Tenpenny said, people today, they're not getting the jabs because they're scared of Omicron, or they're scared of the COVID-19 at all. Okay, they're not wearing masks because they think that it's going to protect them. Some of them are. Okay, so there are definitely some indoctrinated people out there. But for the most part, people are doing these. We're going through the motions because, as she said, we want conveniences. I had somebody tell me the other day, well, it's actually been longer than the other day. Basically, they said, look, I'm going to get the injection because I want to travel to Europe with my husband. He's already injected. So which injection should I take? Which one's the easiest one? No. That's the wrong question. Okay. The real question should be, what are you doing with your husband? You know, I mean, how did you let him do that? And you know, we can get into a biblical dissertation about that as well. But the bottom line is this. Don't succumb to the pressure. God will provide. If, you know, if you get COVID, anybody can get COVID, vaccinated or not. So why push for it? You know, why just do this and get this experimental nanotechnology injected into you, knowing that all you're doing it for is for conveniences of life, which they can and will take away from you again with the next version, the next variant, the next whatever they're going to roll out next. So stay focused on your faith, stay focused on the actual science. Okay. When they said follow the science, they don't say that anymore because the science goes against them. The science says that the injections don't work. The science says, as Thomas Renz during the COVID-19, a second opinion, Senator Ron Johnson's panel, Thomas Renz pointed out that the military, and this is where the data is so straightforward. Okay. It's not Veer's data, which can be, you know, people say that it's not necessarily accurate. Military data is perfectly accurate. They have exact numbers of cases of, for example, cancer, which are up threefold from the 5-year average. Okay. Threefold since the vaccine, 300% since the injections came out. Okay. That should tell you something. Miscarriage is up 300%. Again, military data is deadly accurate and it's very discouraging. You and watch the symposium.
And neurological complications up 1,000%.
That's your, I remember, yeah, he was talking about the pilots. Neurological, I mean, do we really want pilots out there with a tenfold increase in their inability to be able to fly the extremely expensive and extremely deadly military jets that we have out there? No, we don't want that. And yet the government seems to want it. And that should make you ask why. Why are they pushing this, especially on military age, mostly healthy men and women who are at minimal risk? Even if they get COVID, they're at minimal risk. So I don't know. That was my rant. This is your interview. I shouldn't have gone on for so long. You got two people that can just go forever. Okay. So know, your turn.
My turn. Okay. I just want to hand off.
In these uncertain times in our economy, precious metals have become the go-to for many investors as they attempt to hedge their portfolios against the uncertainty associated with supply chain issues, inflation, and lockdowns. Our gold guy, Ira, is the best in the business at delivering physical gold or silver to customers across the country. His prices are exceptionally low, and his service is superb. Go to OurGoldGuy.com. That's OurGoldGuy.com. Click Contact and tell them J.D. Rucker sent you.
In a digital age where freedom of speech is at stake, a new dawn is rising. Introducing Pickaxe, the social media platform that stands for constitutional free speech. In quarter one of 2024, Pickaxe will be your platform to voice your thoughts, opinions, and beliefs without fear of censorship. Unlike big tech, Pickaxe empowers you with algorithms that work for you, ensuring that your content reaches those who value your perspectives. And for the content creators who drive conversations, Pickaxe offers monetization opportunities that support your passion while you speak your truth. Join a community that opposes big tech censorship, cherishes the values of America, and celebrates the freedom to express ideas, regardless of their popularity. Navigate with ease, connect with like-minded individuals, and embrace a social media platform that's as unapologetically American as you are. Unleash your voice on Pickaxe, where free speech reigns. Join us quarter one of 2024 and be a part of a movement that's reshaping social media. Sign up today at pickaxe.com and claim your space on the platform where your voice truly matters. Again, go to pickaxe.com and sign up today.
I want to go back to something that you said about when they talk about the Nephilim, because I think it's really important what the church has tried to do to erase that from us, to say it. Yes. I mean, the church that goes all the way back to the early church, which talked about it freely, and then the changes that came at with Constantinople in 325 AD, with the papal changes that happened all the way up to, you know, King Henry VIII, when we put together the Anglican Church and had the Gutenberg printing press that started like actually making it so that we didn't have scribes like going over and over and over again. They've been trying to eliminate it. I wanted to just let your I'm collecting a small library of all these books written by various people about the giants and the giants upon, you know, because we all know about David and Goliath You know, and nobody says much about that giant and thinking it was kind of weird and really didn't happen and they weren't on the planet. And, you know, we know that they've excavated skulls that have been and human bodies that have been 24, 25 feet high, which they try to bury. Well, I want to just point out to the, one of the books that I've been reading. It's called When Giants Were Upon the Earth, The Watchers, the Nephilim, and the Biblical Cosmic Way of the Seed by Brian Godawa. It's G-O-D-A-W-A. And what I really like about this particular book is he goes through and pulls out all of the bloodlines that actually go through and are interwoven in all the various books of the Bible and actually quotes biblical places of where you can go and read about this particular giant in this particular family and why Joshua was told to like wipe out everybody, the men, children, the men, women, children, and the donkeys, you know, when he did his conquest, because that was the first step of the people moving into the promised land. And he didn't do it. I mean, there was some people inside of his crew that, you know, they kind of liked that little cloth over there that came from the Sidar nation because it was just beautiful. And we stole some gold and that guy got stoned to death, him, his wife, and his children. And so I really think it's really important that when you go through all of these different examinations of the writings of the Bible, the actual Bible that we as Christians believe is the written word of God. We talk about going into his word, into God's word, and you can trace these giant bloodlines, including from Goliath and all of these places. How can it be said that they didn't exist? How can we say that that wasn't possible? How can we say that that's anti-biblical or it's not really the way it's of what God said when it's in God's word and you can follow the bloodlines? And so this book, I think, is really helpful. There's another one. It's called Giants, Sons of God by Douglas Van Dorn that I've really been enjoying his writing too, because he does similar things. He talks about how we had the pre-flood giants, what happened and what's going forward. And I've been spending time reading the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jubilees, the Book of Jasher, which a lot of Christians go, oh, gasp, you're reading those non-biblical texts. And it's like, no, it's kind of like reading some boarding documentation, you know, like here's the Bible and here's some other things that kind of fill in the gap. I mean, and, you know, taken from Judaic traditions, from the Sumerian texts, things that were all happening at that time. So they're like, you know, fill in the gaps, other things. And kind of expand on the story of the Genesis flood, expand on the story of what Nimrod was all about. That doesn't in any way distract, in my opinion, and opinion of a lot of other people, distract from the truth of God's word. And to say, well, unless it's in the Bible, it doesn't count. Well, really? What are you going to do with the Dead Sea Scrolls? What are you going to do with all the Hebrew texts? What are you going to do with, you know, the Torah? What are you going to do with a lot of other historical texts that are out there? If it's not in the Bible, it doesn't count. Well, I don't know, JD, maybe I'm just not that much of a purist, because I do believe that you can read other things that just make God's word even more real and make it seem even more solid because it's confirmed in other places. It doesn't distract from it. It's a confirmation.
It is. And you mentioned the Book of Enoch. That is mentioned multiple times in the Bible, not just Enoch himself, but the writings of Enoch. You know, Enoch is a man who didn't die. And that's something that
walked with God.
He walked with God. You know, the angels turned to Enoch to try to get
their forgiveness. Right. They came and they said, Enoch, we made a really big mistake. Could you do something about that? Sorry.
Yeah, go talk to God about that.
You're done. Go out of here. You know,
they asked him to talk to God on their behalf. And yes. He did. And he's like, tell him, no, they screwed up. So you know, it was pretty bad. And the thing, you know, people, like you said, people will often say, oh, it's not in the Bible. It doesn't exist. Well, it does say in Genesis 6, you know, there were giants on the earth in those days. And also, after. Mm-hmm. There have been the evidence of giants. It's funny, if you look at old clips from like the New York Times in like the 19th century and early 20th century, it was relatively commonly known that there would be giant skeletons, skulls and everything that were found. They would make headlines. They would make the news. There would be pictures of them. And systematically over the decades, they have been removed. Yeah, yes, you're absolutely right. The evidence is there, but there's also the evidence from the Bible itself. And if we stick just with that, it tells us everything we need to know. We don't need interpretations that tell us that when it says the sons of God, that it's not actually the sons of God. No, it was. It was the sons of God. And we know this now. This all ties back to what you're talking about with the transhumanism, the push to expand us, to make us, quote unquote, better. What it really is, it's not a better. All that it's doing, all the goal here for them, the powers that be, the World Economic Forum, you know, the Luciferians, the globalists, they're one and the same. And the problem that we have is that they're pushing us towards this betterment, this build back better, this be a better human through transhumanism, when in reality, everything that they're pushing is trying to drive a wedge between humanity and God. And so we have to address that, which is why I'm so happy to have Dr. Sherry Tim. You know, I don't get to talk about this nearly as much as I'd like to, because I am a student and a fan of all of this stuff. And yet, you know, unfortunately, a lot of my guests just aren't into that. No big deal. I'm going to take advantage. I know you said not too long, but I'm going to keep you on as long as I can today. Sorry, well, doctor.
We need to talk about this stuff more, JD, though, because it's, you know, the science is one thing, but we don't practice scientism. We don't believe in genuflect. We don't believe in science and genuflect to science. We don't think that science supersedes and is better than God. At least those that really are, have a walk with the Lord and a walk and walk their talk. You know, I've looked around, and this is one of the reasons why I decided to, you know, really go forth. And I prayed about it a lot. You know, there's nothing to disengage with the science from what God says. They're, in fact, if anything, they go together kind of like this quantum entanglement, because what these people, these satanic Luciferians, the elite, the globalists, whatever name you want to like wrap around them, they all have the same sort of beliefs. They believe there is no such thing as God. They're anti, not only are they atheists, they're anti-God. They just, not only do they not believe God exists, they want to, if there is any possibility that there's any trace of God, we have to eliminate it. And that's why when Klaus Schwab said, you will own nothing and you will be happy, because we are now going to be your God. And we are going to tell you what to say, what to think, because that's where they can take memories out and put other memories in. They can control your speech. They can control everything through this quantum entanglement. They can control you by external magnets because of the magnetic nanobots and the graphene and the graphene oxide and the graphene hydroxide that has been shown to be in the shots. They can turn on 5G and change whatever magnetic charges that you have. They are really moving. I mean, Satan, you know, it's interesting going back to March of 2020. You know, I took kind of a high level view and kind of waited and watched before I kind of said anything, because everybody's like, Dr. Tiffany, what about? Like, well, chill a little bit. Let's just see what's happening here. And I looked around and first thing I said was, well, wow, this same playbook, different virus. We're just going to play this game again. You know, we're just going to go from SARS to MERS to bird flu to H1N1. And now we're going to do coronavirus. Really? People are going to get all upset about this? Well, yes, I guess they did, because they played the fear card with a huge hammer. And then the second and probably more important thing I said is I went, phew, baby, this is Satan's last hurrah. We must be getting really close to at least Revelation 12, which is like at the beginning edge of what the tribulation time is going to be. And Satan's kind of going, oh, my time's running out here. I need to pull as many into my camp as I possibly can. And so he's full court press on getting as many souls away from God, anti-God, into eternal damnation with him, because every single one of the ones that go into his camp is anti-God, which to Satan is a win. And, you know, people that are Satanists, Luciferians, I honestly believe, and I've heard other people say this too, they worship their God with more reverence and more absolutism of what the book of Satan and what the Satanists actually believe in terms of their anti-God than Christians do. Because Christians are like, God is loving, God will forgive us. You know, oh, I made a mistake. All I have to do is just say I'm sorry and life just goes on. Really? Really? There's this thing called the wrath of God. There's this thing inside of God that says, you know, I'm giving you a period of time And once you say that little, you know, Lord, forgive me, I want to have you be accept you as my savior. People go, then they go on about their business doing the regular thing. Is that really what Christianity and being born into the tribe of God and being born, reborn into the genetics of what God gave us before Adam and Eve and that whole thing happened? Is that really what being a Christian is all about? Or is it just the fact that, yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I go to church on Sunday. I tithe. Good enough. I mean, is that really? Then what do you do with those verses in the Bible where Jesus says, you know, you say, Lord, Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we go and do missionary trips in your name? Didn't I show up on Sunday? Didn't I teach Sunday school? And he says, be gone from me. I know you not, because you just give lip service to your walk with God. And I think that, you know, bringing that whole conversation into what is actually happening with the microchips. I mean, Klaus Schwab was talking this week about the Chip Act that they're wanting to do in Europe, and that they can track everybody. They can track what we're thinking. There can be thought crimes, just like 1984. They know exactly where we are and what we're doing. And it needs to all run through a super computer, bigger than Google. It's like the D-Wave and, you know, all these other supercomputers in Europe, for the whole world. So we know that that's happening. We know the quantum entanglement is real. We know that what they're finding under the microscopes in terms of the quantum technologies, the nanobots, and that assemble, disassemble, and reassemble inside of our body based on epigenetics and based on environmental EMF waves. We know that's all real. That's all science. So in saying, well, if that's really what they're doing, what do we need to do to counter that? And what do we need to do if we've already been injected? I mean, what if we said, for whatever reason, either you ran to get the shot because you were so afraid and you weren't willing to talk to God about your fear. Say, Lord, man, get this demon out of me. You know, if I really trust in you, you know, God says, fear not, but hundreds of times in the Bible. Fear not. And I've said, if God really wants to repeat himself that often, then it must be kind of important, like to fear not. And so, you know, take that. So nobody did that. Instead, they bowed their knee to a pharmaceutical pharmakia sorcerer product to take their fear away, instead of asking the Lord to take your fear away. And if you claim that you're a Christian, doesn't that cause you a little cognitive dissonance? I mean, all the pastors that said, I got my shot. We're going to have a shot clinic here on Tuesday. Come in and get your shot, because my wife's a nurse and she knows, right? So all those people that did that, that ran and got it out of fear instead of taking it to the Lord, all the people, and they were afraid to get sick with the recovery rate of more than 99%. You know, they were afraid that, you know, maybe they won't have access to a doctor. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do at home, like vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, NAC, get your own nebulizer, look up Dr. Brownstein or Dr. Mercola's nebulizer treatment to clean out your lungs and clean out your sinuses. You know, there's now the iodine protocol to clean out your sinuses. There are a lot of things you can do to be a self-sufficient, health-conscious person. Take out white sugar, white flour, gluten out of your diet, eat better, eat real food. You know, things that come out of a box or a can or they hand you out a window isn't real food. So eat like real food, and to get yourself healthier, you know, pray a lot. You know, the Bible says pray without ceasing. So you fill your thought with good thoughts from the Bible instead of fear, 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 fear thoughts that CNN and MSNBC would have you listen to. You know, so people, either you got the shot out of fear, you're getting the shot out of convenience, or you got the shot because you were coerced into it by your employer, by your mother-in-law, by your next door neighbor's third cousin twice removed. You know, I mean, something, you know, somebody convinced you that you needed to do this. Your spouse, like you talked about, JD, your spouse. I mean, if my spouse decided to go, I wish I had a spouse, which I don't, but if I did, if my spouse ran out and got the shot and didn't tell me, he would not be my spouse anymore. Done. We do, you know, the Bible says, be not unequally yoked, which primarily means do not be with people of a different spiritual belief than what you are. And so, you know, there, one of those three reasons, but you got the shot anyways. Now what? How do you get it out of your body? Well, there are things you can do to detox your system. Like you can balance out your pH. You know, I did a podcast yesterday with Dr. Robert Young that we talked a lot about because he's the big pH solution, the pH miracle guy. I mean, his books have been translated into 27 languages in 150 countries, talking about the pH balance miracle. So he was saying yesterday, you can take 2 or 3 teaspoons of sodium bicarb out of your cupboard, put it in about 6 ounces of water, drink that a couple of times a day to raise your pH, which helps to neutralize the graphene oxide, which that's a very good thing. You know, you can take a lot of extra vitamin C, which helps to build up your immune system. You can make sure if you're going to get anything tested, get your vitamin D level tested, you know, and your vitamin D level should be between 80 and 100. You know, if it's 30, that's in the normal range, but that's not optimal. It needs to be at least 80 and 100 if you're going to get tested with anything. So, you know, he talked about, you know, raising your pH. He talked about, you know, just detoxing your body and eating better foods, eating more alkalinizing foods. I mean, there's things you can do that I truly believe you can make your body soma better. But honestly, JD, I don't think at this point in time, we have like the Star Trek tricorder that they would go up and down and go, zzz, that would fix you. I don't know of anything yet so far that can unwind what we have done to our God-given genetics. You know, once you have, you know, when your mommy's egg and your daddy's sperm got together and God went, life. There's only that one set of those chromosomes ever, ever created, ever. All the humans that have ever been on the planet, all the humans that are ever going to be on the planet, that's it. That was your fingerprint of God written on you. And actually, Yahweh is actually spelled by sulfide bonds across your genetics. And when these messenger RNAs do is there's ways that they can go in and delete those sulfide bonds, break them. Literally, again, the Luciferians want to take God out of our world and out of our body. And it's really important that now we know that the spike protein can go into your DNA and can ablate is the word in the studies, absolutely wipe out your 3 of your toll of your 10 toll-like receptors that are your innate immune system that keep you from getting sick. It actually can go into your DNA and block the repair mechanisms that block your cells that have abnormalities that might turn into cancer. That can't happen. So we see an explosion of cancer. We see an explosion of autoimmune disease. And this is why all of these people that get the shot, now they test positive for COVID, they're sick and they're in the hospital because the shots have ablated their immune system. There was research that came out of Germany last week that said once this happens in the 2 shots and the booster, the booster, it destroys your immune system and it doesn't come back. And this is new study that just came, big studies that came out of the UK and Germany in the last week. And so I don't know anything that once you've been injected, that you can get the shot out of your body. But in my opinion, and this is what I talk about a lot, you know, running off to get an injection and bowing your knee to the pharmaceutical industry, that those people are convicted felons and they've paid billions of dollars in fines. Why did you trust this one? You know, all the people that said, I hate the pharmaceutical industry, but this shot, it's okay. Really? Really? You know, so what do you need to do? You need to ask God to forgive you. You need to repent. You need to ask God to forgive you because, you know, 1 John 1:9 says, you know, whenever you ask for forgiveness, he in his righteousness, he is willing to forgive your sin, forgive you of all unrighteousness. Well, this is like the biggest unrighteousness I know. So you can get your life right back and you can get your soul back in alignment with God, which is what metanoia really means, to turn your mind back to be in alignment with God. But you still may have to suffer some of the consequences of what you did voluntarily with this to your body. You may, you know, not everybody that gets cancer gets healed. Not everybody gets diabetes gets healed. You know, not everybody gets a shot is going to avoid some of the horrible long-term consequences that we know are coming within the next 3 years. But what happens to your body has no consequence compared to where you are with your soul.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko knows a thing or two about the immune system. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his early COVID-19 treatments, and now he's offering his Z-Stack supplements to our listeners at a discount. Just go to zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom. Use promo code FREEDOM and get the nutraceuticals Dr. Zelenko recommends to boost your immune system in the age of COVID-19.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're on with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And that was a very powerful, powerful statement of, I mean, it's discouraging in a way, because we know that there are people, many of us have loved ones who have gone off and gotten the jabs. Maybe they've been boosted. You know, I think that some of what we do at Knock Report, at the Liberty Daily, at the various sites that I work with, the various shows that I have, one of the things that we try to do is we try to minimize the damage. In other words, just because somebody got that first vax, I don't know if they're lost, but I got to hope that they're not. And I have to try to do everything I can to prevent them from getting the second booster, you know, the booster, then the second booster, then the new Omicron shots that are supposedly coming out in March, and then whatever's going to come after that. I feel that I don't know if there's a minimizing the effects or minimizing the damage, but something tells me that may be the case, because otherwise, why are they pushing so hard for multiple shots? Why are they pushing so hard for a yearly regimen that will eventually become a 6-month regimen that could eventually become a quarterly a quarterly regimen? This, if they can normalize that, then we're in big trouble. And the way they do that is to get people, Hey, here's a little carrot that I'm dangling. Here's a little bit of freedom. You can go to work, and you can go to the restaurant, and you can go to the concert. Oh, but you got to get your booster. You got to get your new booster. You haven't been boosted in the last 3 months. Have you gotten your Omicron version? Have you gotten your whatever version? You know, and so this is why I still don't have, I haven't lost hope for those who have been vaccinated. I think the best, you know, you mentioned vitamin D, you mentioned various ways to treat it, increasing your pH level, which does sound like a wonderful idea that I'm going to be looking into. You talked about the various treatments, but then I think the most important thing is, look, pray for forgiveness, pray that whatever it is that you've polluted your body with, that it is, I don't know, mitigated, potentially even removed. Nothing is beyond God's scope here, folks. I don't think it's out of, if you regret getting vaccinated, I don't think it's out of whack to go pray to God to unvaccinate you, because nobody else can. We can't. There's no doctor on earth that can unvaccinate you once you've been jabbed. But God can do everything. So, you know, he can do anything he wants. So I guess he's the last appeal at this point. You know, you had brought up earlier, you were talking basically about how we've talked about everything. Everything has already been carried over for the last 2 years. You've done so many of these events. You've done so many of these speeches and podcasts, and you started talking about going forward. And you'd mentioned the three questions that need to be answered. Can you go ahead and give us a refresher of those? Well, we already know the third one because you answered it. But what were the first two as far as things that we need to look forward to from Dr. Tenpenny here in 2022?
Well, I'm going to be talking about this talk a lot. I'm going to be talking a lot more about the hive mind and the quantum entanglement. Mm-hmm. People really need to understand that. And I think there's some other things you can maybe do to try to mitigate some of that, like block out the EMFs, like turn on when you're not using your phone as much as possible, put it on like airplane mode, you know, not so it's sitting next to you. There's different ways. There's Q-Link, different things that you can do to help to mitigate that. So I think that's really important to talk about what you can do to sort of mitigate the damage. And I think that we really need to think about what we're going to do in terms of a society. You know, are we going to end up with two different societies? Are we going to have the vax and the injected and the uninjected? You know, how and what does that look like? And how do we maneuver around that? You know, I think that right now, I think that so much of their narrative is breaking down. I mean, just like that panel discussion yesterday with Senator Johnson. It was interesting. I've watched 3 out of the 5 hours of that. I'm going to finish watching the rest of it tonight. I mean, because those guys are all my friends. I mean, we're people we hang out with. I've had them on my podcast. We get together at conferences and have dinner. And I mean, so these are all people that I know well. And it was really cool to see them kind of have their day, you know, whether or not anything comes of it. I mean, there was some things about the meeting that were kind of disturbing to me. Number one is like when they took the pan out view of the cameras, this wasn't really like a Senate hearing. It was like a room somewhere in the Senate that looked like they set up folding tables and put chairs around them. It didn't even look like official somehow. I mean, that was kind of disturbing to me. The second part that was disturbing is where was the rest of Congress? There wasn't one other senator, not one other representative. Not even, and he actually even said at the beginning, you know, Senator Johnson said at the beginning that they invited people to come from CDC, NIH, the pharmaceutical industry, all that, you know, let's have like a real thing. And he said, and interestingly, they failed to come. And I thought, I said it out loud while I was watching the video. I said, they never do. They never show up because they have nothing to say except mainstream propaganda that every single one of these scientists and doctors were spouting off study after study after study that totally negated anything that they could possibly say. They never show up. And their excuse, because we've tried this multiple times over the years, their excuse, if we show up to debate, then we give credence to the fact there's something to be debated. We know the answer. We're right. They're wrong. The science is finished. It's over. And we won. Next. And that's why they never show up. And so that was disturbing to me. And the third thing was, why was it that it was live streamed on Rumble and AON? Where was everybody else? Where was any, even the all rest of the alternative media? Where were they? And so will anything happen of it? Well, the best thing is that we had brilliant minds in the room saying brilliant things, and it was captured somewhere on video. Because I don't know. We talk about censorship. I mean, censorship has been going on a long time. I mean, look at, we just were talking earlier about biblical censorship, you know, that they've taken the Nephilim and the references out of the Bible all the way back. I mean, anything that the powers that be that have been around the good versus evil for since humans have been here is trying to do that. So will anything come of it? I certainly hope so. I certainly hope that, you know, it was interesting. I don't know how much of it that you watched, but it started out, everybody was kind of like not wanting to offend anybody. But as it went on and people got kind of comfortable with the people that are in the room, there were some pows that came out of there. You know, the whole thing about, you know, when the black gal, the PhD scientist, when she said, he said, do you think blacks were discriminated against? She said, yes, my father died 2 days ago and told her whole story. You know, and then they started talking about how hospitals are places that people go to, we kill them. They don't just go there to die. Like in the 14th and 1500s, there was no place else to go. So you went to this big place they called a hospital to die. People go into these places and are murdered. They're killed. And everybody keeps talking about the institutions, the hospitals. Screw that, man. It's the doctors. The doctors that are killing people. They're the ones who write the order. They're the ones who write the order for remdesivir. They're the ones who write the order to put on a ventilator. They're the ones who withhold medical treatment. They're the ones who withhold water and food. It's those doctors. And there's doctors that we need to start be calling out by name. And because all it's going to take is a few very highly visible people that are charged with malpractice, because these people are not dying of COVID. They're dying of medical malpractice, and it will never stop until we stop kneeling and genuflecting to the doctors who are part of the pharmacia and calling them out for what they're doing. I mean, you know, JD, I've been a physician since 1985, and think about all the malpractice insurance I've paid since over that time, hundreds of thousands of dollars, like 10 to 25,000 a year. And I'm at the lowest level. Think what the surgeons and neurosurgeons and stuff pay, $100,000 to $200,000 a year in medical malpractice insurance before they deliver baby one or before they do one neurosurgery. Because we're always afraid the malpractice insurance people, the malpractice attorneys are going to come after us for putting the Band-Aid on sideways or something. You know, I mean, there's always something. Where are they? Where are they? They're nowhere to be found. And I asked a really good friend of mine who's an attorney why that was. And he goes, oh, about 7 or 8 years ago, they started making it harder and harder and harder to sue a doctor for anything. They started taking, you know, the medical witnesses and all these other things. And right now we're operating under the 2005 PREP Act that anybody inside of the loop, whether it's a doctor, a nurse, a respiratory therapist, a hospital administrator, a pharmacist, anybody that's doing thing under COVID cannot be sued. So they're getting away literally with murder.
Yes, they are. I do have one final question for you. But before we get to that, I want to, number one, stress that everybody should go to drtenpenny.com. That's correct, yes?
Yes.
Yes. drtenpenny.com. Go there. Her store's there. Her content's there. Her interviews are there. Go there. There's so much that, I mean, if you want to not only support Dr. Tenpenny and her mission, but also support yourself, go to the store and learn, get stuff, buy stuff. You need to, because there's so much great stuff there. drtenpenny.com. And one more quick shout out to American Action Summit. Go there. It's February 5th. So go there, go to AmericanActionSummit.com. Sign up. It's going to be in Ohio, Iowa, and Tennessee, but it's going to be live streamed simultaneously to all three. So people in Iowa, even though Dr. Tenpenny is going to be in Ohio, people in Iowa are going to be able to see her. People in Tennessee are going to be able to see her, and you can see her through the live stream. Go to, make sure to use promo code Tenpenny to get a nice discount on the live stream or the live tickets if you want to. Now, seating is limited. It's filling up fast. So, you know, we're going to have a packed house probably before this weekend. So, you know, hurry if you want to go to the live one. But the live stream is wide open. We'll have thousands, millions, billions of trillions of people. Okay. So,
trillions American of people. Action. All those life forms on all the other planets right. are going to hear too, right?
Exactly. They're going to be live. It's going to be live streaming to wherever, to the dog star.
A planet far, far away.
Thankfully,
right?
there's quantum entanglement, so they'll be able to see it all in real time. So.
Did you know MyPillow.com has many more products than pillows and bedding? With over 150 products offered by this America First company, it's the one-stop shop for many of the items we use every day. Use promo code NOQ to receive the biggest possible discount or call 1-800-862-0382. That's promo code NOQ at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-862-0382.
Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where the Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Pax and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with The Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN.
My final question for you, and this is one, you know, it's one that I've never asked anybody. I've felt it myself. I think that it's something that I think it's very clear, but I need to get a second opinion. I think you might be the person to give that opinion. Do you believe that Anthony Fauci is, we know he's a globalist. Do you think that he's a Luciferian?
I do, because they all are. I mean, they just all are. I mean, anybody who would willingly decimate the planet, all of inhabitants of the planet and human beings and lie to them. I mean, you know that they're lying because their lips are moving, right? And so it's, and to do the complete destructive decimation to humanity that these people have done can only possibly do this if they are at some level Luciferians and will believe that the evil will win over good and humans are nothing. They're just like grasshoppers to be smashed underneath your feet, and that they get great pleasure out of seeing people suffer. Think about those things that we uncovered about Anthony Fauci, about the dogs, the beagles, and you know, all those horrifying things that he did to monkeys. And I mean, if you're willing to do that to animal species and what you're willing to do and allow to happen to human beings. And I think, I mean, they have to be. It's the same way with some of these people at the, in the ACIP committee, at the FDA, at the NIH, who are absolutely totally blinded to anything except goose stepping towards getting everyone injected with this product to make them a transhuman and eliminate God from their lives. I mean, how can you be anything but that? I suppose you could be an agnostic, which just means nothing exists. There's no forethought, prethought, or afterthought. It's just only for today. And I really like inducing harm to people. I mean, how could you be anything but? I mean, it's just absolutely, they're psychopaths. They are amoral. They have zero empathy or any feeling towards any other human beings. It's about money, power, control. And the more money, power, and control they have, it like feeds their soul somehow. I mean, these are evil people, and we need to call it for what it is. It's evil. I mean, it's like, you know, what it says in Ephesians 6, when it talks about that we're fighting powers and principalities of this evil darkness, of we're not fighting humans against humans. Mm-hmm. It's good versus evil. And our churches have failed us. They don't talk about evil, or you know, they've closed their doors. You didn't see, once they started loosening up the restrictions that we voluntarily gave away, we didn't see a whole bunch of people. Before they did that, you didn't see a whole bunch of Christians standing outside their churches protesting, open the doors so we can come in and pray. And even when they allowed us to open the doors, we had shot clinics on Tuesday. You know, and the pastor got his shot. So you need to do that because you're doing it for the betterment of the people around you. Really. And so what did people want? They want to go back to the way things were. They want to go to the bars, to the strip joints, to, you know, entertainment, you know, go to football, baseball, basketball games, get on cruise ships, be able to travel, get on an airplane. They don't really, have you heard anybody say, yeah, I want things to go back the way they were so we could go back to church without any restrictions? You know, our churches have failed us miserably, and we're getting the government and we're getting the treatment that quite possibly we deserve. You know, JD, when we talk a lot about 1 Chronicles 7:14, that a lot of Christians have stood on for the last 2 years. And for those that don't know it, who are listening, it's like, if my people who called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their evil ways and seek my face, then I will hear them forget from heaven, forgive their sins, and then heal their land. So let's unpack that. It starts with a conjecture. If No guarantees, right? My people, those who claim to be Christians and know God, the rest of the atheists that are already in Satan's lair, he's not talking about them. If my people called by my name, so you claim to be a Christian, called by his name, right? Okay. Will humble themselves and pray. Did anybody protest and have home meetings and lots of prayer groups? Some people, but not nearly on a massive scale. Turn from their evil ways. When are we going to shut down the abortion clinics? When are we going to stop torturing our children with masks in school? When are we going to, like, you know, I just watched a Tucker Carlson segment the other night from all of the things that they're doing in California now. They're putting billions into high-rise, very expensive apartments where they can house the homeless and give them their street drugs under supervision. Turn from their evil ways, seek my face, then I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins, implying that they ask for forgiveness and turn from their evil ways. Then I will heal their land. So when everybody's like, pray for America, God bless America, here's my flag, God bless America. Did anybody do any of the prerequisites? Any of those things that's supposed to come before there? What happened, you know, what somebody said, 4,000 abortions a day in this country now? We're fast approaching 70 million dead babies? Anybody stopping that? Is anybody talking about that the National Guard are now coming into our hospitals to militarize our hospital systems? And the National Guard are coming in, don't have to be vaccinated, but they're coming in to replace the nurses and therapists and things that are gotten fired because they were vaccinated. What is happening to this country is a spiritual problem. And in my opinion, we need to stop looking for a physical solution to a spiritual problem. And we got the Tony Fauci, who's the highest paid person in all of government. And he's been doing it for how long? And is in control of how many patents and how much money on a global basis? I think your original question, JD, is he a Satanist Luciferian? If he's not, he's a pretty crafty human being.
Oh, I'm sticking with the Luciferian. I don't think anybody could be that smart. He's got to be getting some juice from the powers
that be. The dark
side? Human. Yeah. From you mentioned Ephesians 6:12, you know, powers and principalities. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood. Does that mean that Anthony Fauci is a minion of those who are not flesh and blood? I would say, based upon everything that you said, based upon the fact that he has been able to survive scandal after scandal after scandal for decades, to aggrandize himself, to perpetuate his narcissism, to be able to push remdesivir, which has been demonstrated to kill people, literally kill people. And yet they demand that you've got it. The doctors, as you said, who need to be held accountable, are demanding, put them on remdesivir. Well, can we put them on ivermectin? No. Can we put them on this drug, hydroxychloroquine? You know, should we be putting quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc in them? Yeah. No. You got to put remdesivir and put them on ventilators and stop them from eating and you know, perpetuate or I guess you could say accelerate their death. No, it's time for us to say no. And I think that you're absolutely, actually, I don't think, I know with a certainty, you're absolutely right when you say that this is not a physical battle. This is a spiritual battle. We're in the midst of a spiritual war, and it's just being disguised by this silly pandemic. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, it is so blessing, such a blessing and such an honor to have you on. I need to get with your people. We need to just have you on every day, or at least every month, okay? Because it's just like, it's my favorite show. I love what I do. I'm so blessed to be able to do this for a living, and I am so blessed to be able to do it with people like you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. You bet. I'd love to make something regular with you, JD, because what you are doing is so important and so powerful. You're a light unto the planet, and you're a light for God. Don't ever stop.
So God stops me. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you all stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.